Okay, so tonight I'd like to discuss the unique Kedusha Seyom that exists in Rosh Hashanah. So let's get started. So there's a machlokes between the Mate Ephraim and the Matzik Bracha. There's a machlokes there. They both assume that if a person, let's say a person messes up during davening Rosh Hashanah, what's the chasima go? How does the last bracha go during the bracha of Kedusha Seyom Rosh Hashanah and Kiddush? Conclude, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So let's say a person messes up and says, Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. During that bracha, are you yotzei davening? Are you yotzei kiddush? So Matzik Bracha and Matzik Ephraim both say that if a person messes up in Rosh Hashanah and you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom v'hazmanim instead of Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of davening or kiddush. You have to repeat yourself. You have to say it all over again. Now Shmuel Kanetsky is bavid of Akasha, like the Maisa. If you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim, it's one of the Yom Tovim, so you should be yotzei with saying Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. So the question is, what I want to address is, why is it that according to the Matte from Maxik Bracha from Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, and you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim, you're not yotzei davening, you're not yotzei kiddush. So to understand this, let's just take a step back and try to understand the nature of Kedushas Yom of Yantif in general, and Rosh Hashanah in particular. So this is a very fascinating Masechet Sofrim. The Masechet Sofrim says that when it comes to the, right, so normally, how does the concluding Bracha go for Yantif? We're in the middle bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, how does it end? Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Because Masechet Sofrim suggests that really the conclusion should be Mekadosh Yisrael v'chag HaMatzos, Mekadosh Yisrael v'chag HaSukkos, Mekadosh Yisrael v'chag HaShavuos. And we don't do that. So the question is, why not? Why don't we conclude each of the individual Yom Tovim with its particular Yantif? Why is it that we just do the general Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim? And then secondly, There's a fascinating Bahag. The Bahag derives, when it comes to, what's the source for Kiddush and Shabbos? Zochar Siyom HaShabbos, Kacho. What's the source for Kiddush and Yantif? So the Bahag is a separate pasuk for each of the different Yom Tovim, implying that each of the different Yom Tovim has its own unique Kiddusha. But the problem is, we don't seem to assume like this Bahag. We really assume like the Rambam, that the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush and Yantif is from the pasuk Zochar Siyom HaShabbos, Kacho. And that Shabbos is also referenced in Yom Tovim, that the mitzvah of Kiddush and Yantif is just like the mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos. So the question that we can ask, though, is, so what's pshat? Why is it that Kiddush, why is it that on Yantif we make the conclusion, Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim, for all the different Yom Tovim, and on Rosh Hashanah, we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and all the other Yom Tovim? So before we address that, let's just address, why is it that all the Yom Tovim we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim? Right? Why is it that we don't follow this Masechet Sofrim, and on Pesach we should say Mekadosh Yisrael v'chag HaMatzos? On Sukkos, we should say Mekadosh Yisrael v'chag HaSukkos, and on Shavuos, we should say Mekadosh Yisrael v'chag HaShavuos. So why is it that we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim in all the Yom Tovim? You hear the kasha? Okay, so Aruch HaShulchan explains that the reason why we don't do this is because if you look in the Torah in the beginning, in Parshas Emor, says, Vayidber Hashem Esmodei Hashem, presents all the Moadim together. And since all the Yom Tovim are put together, they're all of like the same Kedusha. Once they all have the same Kedusha, we can use the same chasima for each of the Yom Tovim and conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim for all of the different Yom Tovim. But the question just begs itself. So why is it that in Rosh Hashanah we don't conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim? Because Rosh Hashanah is also in the Parsha of the Moadim. Why is it that in Rosh Hashanah we don't conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim, we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron?
Is it because it's 2 days?
It's because, so.
So it's more than all the other.
You're saying it has a different Kedusha because of that?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's still presented in the same portion of the Torah as Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. I'm saying once we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim, because they're all Yom Tovim, so Rosh Hashanah is also Yom Tov, so we should conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim when it comes to Kiddush in the Bracha, in the middle Bracha in Shmoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah. Why is it that we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron? Okay, so let's try.
Right, there's no Kiddush.
Yeah, well, how does it conclude? How does the Bracha in Shmoneh Esrei conclude? Right? Yeah, it's Baruch Atah, yeah, it's like a whole long Baruch Atah Hashem, how's it go? And then Melech HaKar, it's Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yom Kippurim. We don't say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Like, why not? Now, Yom Kippur is a little easier to understand because Yom Kippur clearly is distinct from that. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, right, the Isser Malacha, for example, Rosh Hashanah, and on Pesach is identical. You can cook on Rosh Hashanah, you can cook on Pesach. When it comes to Yom Kippur, obviously Yom Kippur is in certain respects is like Shabbos, in other respects it's like Yom Tov. So it makes sense why Yom Kippur will get like its own special conclusion, but Rosh Hashanah is identical to other Yom Tovim, so why is it that Rosh Hashanah gets its own independent conclusion? We don't kind of just cap the chasima that we do for the Yom Tovim, we give it its own unique chasima, the Kashi Sav Yom Zikarim. You have a kasha?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so the first answer I want to suggest is based off of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim said this himself. So Reb Chaim said that, okay, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis presents a machlokes between Rabbi Meshim Gamliel, which bracha during Musaf do we put Malchios in? Sorry, the bracha of Kedusha Seyomin. So what's the problem that we have to deal with? So Shmona, how many brachos are there in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah?
Nine.
Now, What's the first three brachos? The first three brachos are the normal first three, right? The avos, then gvuros, then kedusha. What's the last three brachos? The normal, typical last three, let's say, modim, and then sim shalom. Now, the problem is, so what are the middle three brachos for Rosh Hashanah? We got malchios, zichronos, and shofros. So what's the problem? When it comes to all the other musafim the rest of the year, there's an additional, right? What's normally the middle bracha? Middle bracha is the bracha that talks about the Korban Musaf and the Kedusha Siyum of the Yantif. So the question is, which bracha should we put the bracha of Kedusha Siyum in during Rosh Hashanah? And we can't have 10 brachas, we only can have 9. So which of the middle three brachas gets the part about the discussion about the Kedusha Siyum and the Korban Musaf? Why can't we have 10? Oh, okay, that's a good question. So Soloveitchik, he pointed out that we have to have a source in halacha, we have to have like some sort of source for a certain amount of brachos during the Shemona Esrei. So Gemara learns that from Pesukim that we have 18 brachos or 19 brachos during the week, 7 brachos on Shabbos, and the Gemara learns that specifically that we have 9 brachos in Rosh Hashanah. So since there's no source that allows us to have 10 brachos, we're not allowed to have 10 brachos, we only can have 9 brachos, and then the question just becomes, which bracha do we kind of add the Korban Musaf and the Kedusha Siyom to? So the Gemara presents a machlokes between Rav Meshim Gamliel. Do we add it during the bracha of Malchios or do we add it during the bracha of Zichronos? So Reb Chaim is bavid, though. We know the Gemara in Brachos says that we're not allowed to have one bracha that concludes with two different ideas. So how is it that you're allowed to conclude the same bracha of a bracha of Malchia and a halacha, right? We put where halacha, which bracha gets the Malchia, which bracha gets the Korban Musaf? Right, the bracha of Malchia. So the fourth bracha of Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah gets it has two components. It has the Korban Musaf and also the Malchios. So the problem is, Reb Chaim said, but how can we do this? Right? You're only allowed to have one idea on any given bracha. We're combining two completely different ideas. We're combining the Malchios. We're also combining with it the Kedusha Siyum of Rosh Hashanah. So, like, how are you allowed to do that? So, Reb Chaim said, from here, you can see from here that really the Kedusha Siyum of Rosh Hashanah and Malchios are identical. That the Kedusha Siyum of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And Reb Chaim brought a proof. How does the Torah refer to Rosh Hashanah? Yom Zikaron, that's Zichronos. Yom Teruah is Shofros. And Melchor Karetz is Malchios. So essentially, the Kedusha Seyum of Rosh Hashanah is not just, it contains within it Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's what Reb Chaim said. And therefore, according to Reb Chaim now, it makes a lot of sense. Why is it that in Rosh Hashanah we conclude Mekash Yisav Yom HaZikaron? Why not Mekash Yisav HaZmanim? Because the Kedusha Seyum of Rosh Hashanah is independent. It's a completely different Kedusha. When it comes to Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, is there any idea of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros being part of Kedusha Seyum? No. But on Rosh Hashanah, according to Reb Chaim, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are part of Kedusha Siyom. Once it's a part of Kedusha Siyom, it's going to redefine the Kedusha Siyom, not to be just one of Mikash Yisrael Vazmanim. Now it's going to become Mikash Yisrael Yom Zikaron, to reflect its unique Kedusha Siyom.
It's in Zichronos or it's in
Malchus?
It's in
Malchus.
So shouldn't we say
Kedusha
Siyom?
Go.
Yom Zikaron. Zichronos seems.
Good. Okay, so that's good. So Reb Chaim wanted, I think Reb Chaim wanted to say though, because what has the chasima go though? Melch akol aretz, mikash yisav yom zikaron. We're gonna get back to your point. It's a very good point. We'll get back to your point in a second. Okay. So fine. So okay. So what's the problem of this Reb Chaim though? The problem of this Reb Chaim is that it seems to be against all the Rishonim and most of the Rishonim, because most of the Rishonim assume. Why is it that we conclude Melech HaKar Eretz Mekashif Sal V'Yom HaZikar? So just okay. Let's just take a step back. What points during the davening do we conclude Melech HaKar Eretz Mekashif Sal V'Yom HaZikar? So we do the middle bracha during Maariv of Rosh Hashanah. We do it during the middle bracha of Shacharis, the middle bracha of Mincha. We do it during Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah. And then the last time we do it is during Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, during the fourth bracha. It's Melech HaKal Aretz, Mekach Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So there's really a second question we can ask, which I should have asked it earlier. Why is it that in that, what's the chasima of Shabbos davening? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Shabbat, right? That's for Kiddush and for Tefillah. What's the chasim for Yantav davening? Mekash Yisrael, Yazmanim. So why is it that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, what's the chasima? Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Well, where's this Melech HaKol Aretz coming in? Like, it has no parallels on Yantav and Shabbos. Why is it that on Rosh Hashanah we add the words Melech HaKol Aretz after the Baruch Atah Hashem? Are you the kasha? So most of Yishonim, Meiri and others, they explain that Pshat is that it's really supposed to be the chasima for the Malchios bracha of Musaf and Shmona Esrei. Because what happened? We paskin like Rabbi Akiva that we put Malchios in the Kedusha Siyom together. So during the fourth bracha of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, it contains two elements. It contains the Malchios component, and it contains the Kedusha Siyom component. So what's the chasima? The chasima reflects both of those elements. It's Melech HaKol Aretz, which is the chasima for the Malchios part of the bracha, and the Yom HaZikaron, which is the chasima of the Kedusha Siyom. Mekash Yisrael Yom HaZikaron, which is the chasima of the Kedusha Siyom of Rosh Hashanah. Ah, so says the Meir, so why is it then that we conclude Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekash Yisrael Yom HaZikaron for all the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah? If during the other tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, we're not saying Melech HaKol Aretz of Jophos, why is it that Kiddush and Rosh Hashanah, we conclude Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekash Yisrael Yom HaZikaron, even though it has nothing to do with Malchios? So maybe he explains that once we used it as for the chasima of Tfilas Musaf, we kind of just like stopped it to all the other parts of the day. But really, 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 no, the Kiddush should have concluded Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. But once we, for Musaf, we said Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, we kind of just added it to all the different Tfilas of the day.
Are you Yotzi if you only say the second part?
Oh, good. Okay, so good. Yeah. So, okay, this is where I get to. Yeah. So, are you Yotze? If a person wants to, so let's. There's really two questions here. Let's say Friday night. Let's say Maariv or Kiddush Rosh Hashanah night. A person says during the middle bracha, Rosh Hashanah essay, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mikash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. You omit the words Melech HaKol Aretz. Are you Yotze or are you not Yotze? Yeah, you should be Yotze. Yeah, good.
Only maybe that one time.
Most of you, it should be like. Good. Very good. Yeah. So that's a push up shot. Now, Reb Chaim held that it is Mag. Reb Chaim held, if you don't say Melech HaKol Aretz, you have to repeat davening. You have to repeat Kiddush. Why? Because according to Reb Chaim, Melech HaKol Aretz is the Malchus is part of the Kedusha Siyom. So you kind of just like misidentified the day if you omit the words Melech HaKol Aretz. Reb Chaim argued on the Shari Tshuva quotes in the Shlomei Chagiga. He says, no, it's not. It doesn't repeat davening. If you forget the words, it's not so important. And you're Yotze davening. So it makes a lot of sense when it comes to Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, and Kiddush. If you forget the words Melech HaKol Aretz, you're Yotze davening. Because Melech HaKol Aretz is really just a chasim for Malchios. Right? There's no Malchios during those parts. So, okay, if you forget it, you forget it. But it's not such a big deal. But the problem, what's the problem, though, according to everything we just said? The problem is, though, according to everything we just said, according to the Meiri, then why? So it makes sense why we say Melech HaKol Aretz during all the different tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, but why do we conclude Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron? Right, the question just reverts back to what we said at the beginning, right? What was our first question? Our first question was, why is it that the chasima of Rosh Hashanah is Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron instead of Mekash Yisrael V'Azmanin? According to the Meiri, all they have shown him that really the Melech HaKol Aretz is just like a completely separate thing connected to the Malchios. So why on earth are we concluding Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron in Rosh Hashanah? Why is it that we're not concluding Mekash Yisrael V'Yom HaZmanin like we do on the other Yom Tovim? Right, you hear the kasha? According to the Meiri, that Melech HaKol Aretz is just the Malchios thing. So why on earth are we concluding the caches of Yom Hazikaron during the other the other parts of the day. Okay, so I think what you have to say is that even according to the Meiri, the Malchios component of Rosh Hashanah impacts the day enough to change it to be one of Mikai Shisav Yom HaZikaron. And that even though technically speaking, maybe not going, he's not going to say like Reb Chaim fully that the Malchios is part of the Kedusha Siyom, that if you forget Malchus Haaretz, you have to go back and repeat Shemon Esrei. But the Meir is going to admit that the Malchios, the Yom HaDin component of the day, is so important that impacts the day enough that we're not going to conclude Mikai Shisav HaZman like the other Yom Tovim, because the Yom HaDin component, the Malchios component of the day, impacts it to warrant a change in the Chasimah to be Mikai Shisav Yom HaZikaron instead of Mikai Shisav HaZman. That's probably what the Meir would tell you. And also, we can bring a proof. Just how's the last part of the bracha on Yantif davening go during Mosaf? Etc. How's the last part of the Mosaf bracha go on Rosh Hashanah? Melcha kol aretz bechvodecha, etc. It's a completely different bracha, because on Yantif it has its own themes. Rosh Hashanah is all about the Malchus. So therefore, the concluding part of the Shemona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, it's about Moloch HaKaretz Kvodecha, etc. And it's completely independent of what we say on the other Yom Tovim. That's probably what the Meir is going to say for why we conclude Mikai Shesav Yom HaZikaron as opposed to Mikai Shesav HaZmanim on Rosh Hashanah. And I'll bring a proof for you to this. It's very fascinating. If you look in Chumash, in Parshas Emor, when it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, when the Torah calls the Yantar of Mikra Kodesh, what does it say? Kol Malacha Savadol Lotasu, you can't do Malacha. If you craft time, Yishav Hashem, you have to offer a Korban. Now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, how does the Torah define the Mikra Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah? Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh. That the Mitzvah of Shofar is part of the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. So when it comes to all the Yavim Tovim, when it comes to the mitzvah of Lulav, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, and it comes to the mitzvah of Matzah, it has nothing to do with Mikra Kodesh. But when it comes to the Shofar, it's part of the Mikra Kodesh of the day. The Mikra Kodesh is the Kedusha Seyom of the day. Kedusha Seyom is the middle bracha we say during Shemona Esrei and the Yom Tovim. The Kedusha Seyom is also reflected in the Kiddush. So once the Shofar is identified in the Torah as part of the Kedusha Seyom, we see that the Kedusha Siyam Rosh Hashanah is already different in that regard, because when it comes to all the other mitzvahs, all the other Yom Tovim, not an inherent part and parcel of the Kedusha Siyam of the day. Does that make sense, or should I say it again? I should repeat it? Okay. If you look in Chumash, when it comes to all the other mitzvahs of the Yom Tovim, it does not put them in the context of the Mikra Kodesh when it comes to the Yantif. Only in Rosh Hashanah does the Torah call the day Zichron Shuro Mikra Kodesh, grouping together the mitzvah of Shofar in the Mikra Kodesh of the day. So you see from there that the Shofar impacts the Kedusha Seyom, the Mikra Kodesh of the day. That's
the brachos with the reference to the Shofar and Zichron, because in every reason why, like we said, Melchol Aretz, it's like the Malchios is like,
yeah.
So why don't we add Malchios, Zichron, and Shofar in every single bracha?
Oh, good.
Or at least Shofar.
Okay, good. But we do. I mean, we call the day Yom HaZikaron, right? So at least, even though we don't call it Yom, we call the day Yom HaZikaron.
Zikaron for what?
So Pashtus, the Zikaron is referring to the Yom HaDin, right? The Zikarons that were being remembered on Rosh Hashanah.
So what's access to that to Shofar?
Oh, okay. So that's a whole separate discussion. What's the connection between Zikarons and Shofars? But like,
whatever impacts the Kedusha Sayom should presumably be included in the Bracha.
Exactly.
And if you're saying that now the Shofar is included in the Kedusha Sayom, so it'd be like, I don't know, there should be some addition in the Bracha instead of Melchor Haaretz.
Yeah.
All Shofar.
Okay, right? Fine.
Whatever you want to add in,
yeah,
into the Bracha.
And furthermore, also, isn't that a problem of two chasinas at this point?
Why?
Because you're having two different, you're mentioning two different aspects of the day. You're Melchor Haaretz, and you're also mentioning Shofar according to this.
No, so first of all, according to everything we just said, it could be that the Melchor Haaretz is not really part of the Chasimah, it's just like a throw-on. According to Neri,
that's the whole problem.
No, I know, but I'm saying we add it, but it's not really part of the Chasima. According to
how can it not be part of the Chasima? It's right after Baruch Atah Hashem. It's part of the Chasima.
No, but yeah, but my point is, it's not part of the Chasima. It's not. Since once it's not me'akiv in the Chasima, it's not like technically. I don't know. Okay,
how
we mentioned
we put it
that.
There? How can we
no,
put
so
it there?
Okay, because once we put it during most stuff, you could like stop it to the Ritvilas.
Okay.
I don't know, it's not for whatever.
I understand what I'm saying. Like, okay, Shkirk, Musaf is Musaf. What Shaykhus does Musaf have to Mincha?
No, okay, so, but, I mean, once we see you're allowed to have a conclusion of Melch HaKaris, Mekaish Yisov, Yom Zikaron, we can agav that, move it to other. Yeah.
Why? What right do you have to do that? There are two separate tefillahs. Musaf is its own thing. Every single yontif, Musaf is its own tefillah. It's not connected to Shachas. Shachas, Mincha, and Ma'ariv are all the same. Yeah. Musaf has its own din. Why is it that all of a sudden on Rosh Hashanah we're going to say that they all have the same din? You can step from one to another.
All right, look, I don't know. Bashos is because once it's a valid chasimo, once it's a valid chasimo for Musaf, you can't like passel it now for other tefillah. I'm saying it's a valid chasimo.
So I conclude the first baruch shemar. I say I'm a baruch shemar myself.
No, you can no, but
look, no. They're two separate parts of tefillah.
No idea, but we see once it's a valid chasimo for the bracha, fourth bracha of shemar esa and Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, which is about the kedusha siyom. So we kind of can add it. We can move it to other.
Oh my God.
Okay, so fine. So you have to answer your
kasha.
No,
I'd rather leave it as a kasha than give
I think the Melchal Arts aspect of it. Like, so often we have Brach Hashem Elokim Melchal Olam.
Yeah.
So Melchal Arts like isn't such. It's not like so out there. It's kind of what we have. This is just like a more.
So then Taya Elokim Melchal Olam. Why are we changing it? Once you're changing it, it means that it's no longer the same as it was before. So even if it's similar, it shouldn't make a difference. It's not the same exact thing. So you can't apply the din of Elokim Melech Olam to over here, and if we were, then it should be Elokim Melech Olam.
So for us, then does the discussion with terms of Elokim Melech Olam Melech Olam because they are very similar, and like you clearly see it's a valid addition within any of a bracha Elokim Melech Olam. Like,
so then, if I were to say Baruch Hashem Melech Olam Kol Aretz Mozi Lech Min Aretz, I'm Yotze or I'm not? Hashes, I'm not Yotze.
No, I think the idea is that Rosh Hashanah has a special
day,
and we're
recognizing. So, okay, so I did it on Rosh Hashanah. Well, for the Rosh Hashanah suit, I say that as rather than a regular. No, you're not Yotze, because it's not the bracha. It's not a. You're making up a bracha. It's not.
But that's my point. You're not making up a bracha. You're just borrowing a bracha from Musaf to other tefillos. So you're allowed to borrow. Probably that's what the Miri's going. That's what the Miri says. Miri says that Chazal borrowed the bracha essentially from Musaf to the other tefillos and to Kiddush and Rosh Hashanah.
Why was that? Why? Yeah.
Huh? Okay. So why are they allowed to do? Okay. Fine.
What's Pshat HaMeiri? What's
Kasha HaMeiri?
What's Pshat HaMeiri? That's better Kasha than.
Fine. Okay. Fine. So we can fine. I guess we can leave that right now as a tzarchi, and we could discuss this after this year. Okay. Anyway. But we see, though, clearly that the Kedusha Siyam Rosh Hashanah is unique, and that we conclude in two, it has two unique facets, right? We conclude A, Melech HaKol Aretz in the Chasima, and we also say Mekash Yisrael Yom Zikaron, as opposed to Mekash Yisrael Ve'azman. So I'll bring you a proof, another proof to this. It's very fascinating. The Gaonim held that when it comes to the Bracha of Shechianu on Yom Tovim, on the Regalim, not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they held that there's a mitzvah de araisa to say Shechianu on the regalim and Yom Tovim. In Rosh Hashanah, Shechianu is only din derabanan. So there's really two questions we can ask here. A, where on earth is the mitzvah, you have a daraisa mitzvah to say bracha Shechianu in Yom Tov? Like, where is that coming from? B, why is Rosh Hashanah any different than the Yom Tovim? You hear the questions? Okay, so Pashas, so you're going to have to say like this. So the Yerushalmi in Maseches Pesachim says that what's the source for saying Shechianu in Yom Tovim? It learns it out from the fact that the Pasuk says Mikra Kodesh. Now, according to a number of the Gaonim, according to the Shiltas, the Bahagian numbers, the source of Kiddush and Yantif is from Mikra Kodesh. So once the source of Kiddush and Yantif is Mikra Kodesh, and the source of Shechianu and Yantif is Mikra Kodesh, the Brach of Shechianu and Yantif is a mitzvah d'araisa because it's part of Kiddush. What's my proof? Where do we say Shechianu? When do we say Shechianu in Yantif?
Like,
You don't need to say it in Kiddush.
Okay, you don't need to, but you still be mitzvah deraisa.
Why is that part of if I miss it in Kiddush, is that deraisa?
Yeah. Simple understanding of this is the Yerushalmi says there's a mitzvah, the part of Kiddush. Kiddush and Shabbos is just to say the bracha Mekadesh Shabbos. On Yantif, there's an additional element to the Kiddush that we make a shachyarim to recognize the fact that it's a new time.
So if I don't if I made Kiddush early, I forgot shachyarim, or I can make shachyarim later. It's still me din Kiddush.
Yeah, simple understanding. That's why it's still lechachil to make our close. Let's say you're at the Minchas Chinuch has a Safek. Let's say a person forgets to make Shechianu the first night of Pesach and the second night of Pesach, whatever. Then you remember in the Milchol Amori. What's better? To wait until the seventh day of Pesach, say the Shechianu during Kiddush on the last day of Pesach, or say Shechianu once you remember the middle of Pesach? You hear the Shiloh? You can say Shechianu the entire Pesach. So is it better to wait till the last day of Pesach, make the Shechianu of the Kiddush, or do you say the Shechianu as soon as you remember in the middle of Yantif? Oh, okay, so you could, simple understanding that you'd say it right away, but then Chosin says, well, maybe it's part of Kiddush, and once it's part of Kiddush, so maybe you should wait till Kiddush, the last day of Pesach says Shachianu.
If Shabbos falls in the middle before second Pesach.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, hold on, I'm getting to that, too. Yeah, good. Yeah, so some say, yeah.
But, if you forgot it the first days, like, what are the likelihood you remember the last days, might as well just say it now,
Yeah, sure. Well, okay, it's one of those influential discussions that it's more... less practical, but more whatever. Okay, but anyway, but according to all these Rishonim, the Gaonim, so Kiddush on Yantif is learned from Mikra Kodesh, Shechianu on Yantif learned from Mikra Kodesh on the Regalim. But Rosh Hashanah, so why is it that we say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara in Erevin says we don't say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah because it's one of the Regalim. We say it because it's Mizman Lazman. Since Rosh Hashanah is coming Mizman Lazman, we say Shechianu and Rosh Hashanah. Once that's the case. The reason why we say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah is not identical to the reason why we say Shechianu Yom Tovim. On all the other Yom Tovim, we're saying Shechianu because it's part of the Mikra Kodesh. In Rosh Hashanah, we're only saying it because of the fact that it's coming Mizman Lazman. So this is a clear proof that the Kedusha Siyam of Rosh Hashanah is independent of the Kedusha Siyam of all the other Yom Tovim. Because when it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, the Bracha Shechianu is a Din D'Oraisa part of Kiddush. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the obligation to say Shechianu is a completely separate obligation. Okay, and now also let's just discuss two other fascinating practical differences that result from what we just said. So what do we say Shabbos, Friday night, davening? What do we say right before Shemona Esrei? So we add some psukim. V'shem uvnei Yisrael, so Shabbos, etc. Now what do we add during Yantif? What pasuk do we say during Yantif? Right, during Rosh Hashanah. Now, what do we say during Rosh Hashanah? Okay, good. So, I have a question. So, two questions. A, why do we add those psukim? Like, well, what are they doing there? Like,
according to the
Gra, it's a problem because it has to be between the Gula and the Tefillah. So, why are we adding these psukim randomly before Shemona Esrei on Shabbos and Yantif? B, why doesn't the pasuk Vayidber Moshe Asmodei Hashem Bnei Yisrael suffice for Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is also one of the Mo'adim. Why do you have to come up to this pasuk of Tikkun B'Chol Shofar B'Kaseim Chageinu Kichuk, right?
And another part of the question, slightly like an addendum to that question, also the pasuk in Rosh Hashanah is the pasuk from Navi, from Tehillim, it's a Ksufim, it's not from the Torah.
Okay, good. That's a good point, okay. So first of all, so what's the pshat? Why is it that we add these psukim anyway during Yantif and Shabbos davening? So it's Machlokes in the Levush and the Drisha. The Levush says it's just like a Geula Richta. So we just kind of want to extend the brachas emes v'amuno, etc. So we add these psukim at the end. Fine, that's what the Levush says. But the Drisha says it's like a precursor to the Shmoneh Esrei on Yantif. It's like we're kind of announcing what the Kedusha Seyom is before we say the Shmoneh Esrei. So on Shabbos we say psukim v'shamru to announce on Shabbos. On Yantif we say v'edmer Hashem to announce as Yantif. And then Rosh Hashanah, we say the pasuk of Tikkun B'Chol Shofar B'Kaseim Chageinu, because as we said all along, the Kedusha Siyam of Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different than the Kedusha Siyam of the other Yom Tovim. So for Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to say the pasuk that we say on all the other Yom Tovim. We're going to say a pasuk that's unique to Rosh Hashanah, Tikkun B'Chol Shofar.
I mean, you could just say slightly differently. It's just a precursor to Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to say a different Shemoneh Esrei, so we're not going to. We want to make it clear that this
okay,
is
fine. Okay, fine. Good.
Fine.
Do those psukim have something to do with Geula, according to the approach that it's like Geula?
Yeah. The Lush has a whole nice. He has a very nice pshat. I explain how the Vishamra was like an extension. How you saw Klai Yisrael is going to be redeemed for Keep Shabbos, so like therefore he connects. He connects. He has a whole nice. The whole nice chat to make it all fit together. And also, likewise, so some people have the minhag on Shabbos day and Yantav day to add various psukim before they say Kiddush during the daytime. Right? So on Shabbos, people, some say Zachar, some say Shabbos, some say Vishamer, whatever. What do most people say before Yantav Kiddush and Kiddusha Rabbah? Okay, good. So what do people say in Rosh Hashanah? Actually, one time I'll tell you guys a good story. The one time I ever ate at Rav Shachter's house was on Rosh Hashanah day. So Rav Shachter asked the oilim, he asked his wife, what psukim should I say before Kiddush? So Rav Shachter's wife said, the Rebbetzin said, Tika b'chol shofar kasim chaginu. So then she's like, yeah, you know why? So this is why all the women want to make Kiddush now. Because she's the only one that. So anyway, so okay, but why is it that we change the psukim that we say? Why can't we just suffice with the psukim that we say for the normal Yantif Kiddush? Why is it that we add the Matar Fan? We add based off the Matar Fan, the pasuk of Tikkun B'chol Shofar Kasim Chagenu. Because as we said all along, the Kedushas of Yom Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different than the Kedushas of Yom of all the other Yom Tovim. So therefore, we're going to say a pasuk that is unique to the Kedushas of Yom Rosh Hashanah. Right, and also, this explains what we said at the very beginning. Why is it that the Mafsik Bracha and the Matai Fein both hold? If a person concludes Rosh Hashanah davening or Kiddush with Mekashu Sovya Azmanim, you're not Yosei, because it's separate Kedushas of Yom. Right, the Kedushas of Yom Rosh Hashanah is independent, and you're only going to be Yosei if you conclude it with its own unique Hasima, Mekash Yisav, Yom HaZikaron. Okay, 5 minutes left, so we'll just quickly discuss one last point. Very fascinating, Machloikis between Chabad and the rest of Klal Yisrael. When a woman lights candles Rosh Hashanah night, what is the proper bracha to make on the candle lighting? So most Jewish women make the bracha, Lahadlik Ner Sheh Yantif. Does anyone know the Chabad minhag? No, Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, a woman lights candles. So most Jewish women make the bracha lahadlik ner sheyantif. Chabad, the minhag Chabad, based off the Alter Rebbe, is to make the bracha lahadlik ner sheyom zikaron. So this, I guess we can ask two questions. A, where's Chabad getting this from? B, why is it that the rest of Klal Yisrael makes the bracha lahadlik ner sheyantif? Why is it that when it comes to, as we said before, right, the Kedushas in Rosh Hashanah is different, we make a separate bracha, Mekashas of Yom HaZikaron, so like, why doesn't that also follow through to lighting candles on Rosh Hashanah night? So I think, Pasha Pshat, you're going to say like this, is Machloikis between the Rishonim and Gaonim, does a person accept Shabbos or Yantif when they light candles? So according to the Bahag, when you light candles Friday night, you're accepting upon yourself Shabbos, accepting upon yourself the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos. So it seems, therefore, that Minhag Chabad makes a lot of sense. Minhag Chabad, or Chabad's Ashkenaz, the Ramah holds that when an Ashkenazi woman lights Shabbos candles, she accepts upon herself Shabbos. So once the lighting of the candles is associated with the Kedusha Siyam, and we said all along that the Kedusha Siyam of Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different than the Kedusha Siyam of all the other Yom Tovim, so you're going to make a separate bracha of Hadlik Ner Sheyom Zikaro and Rosh Hashanah to reflect that you need Kiddush HaSiyam at the time of lighting the candles Rosh Hashanah night. That's Pashas where Chabad's getting that from. Now, how can we explain that according to all the other Jews, why is it that most Ashkenazim, most Sephardim make the bracha of Hadlik Ner Sheyom Tif? Why don't they make this bracha of Hadlik Ner Sheyom Zikaro? So probably what they're going to tell you is that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush in the middle bracha of Shmoner Esrei as opposed to Hadlakas Ner Sheyom Tif. And I'll bring you a proof. Just fascinating. What's the conclusion of the Yantif Shmoneh Esrei, Mekai Shisrael, Yazmanim? What's the bracha we make when we light candles on Yantif? Adlik Ner Shal Yomtov. Why don't we make a bracha Lahadlik Ner Shal Yazmanim? Why is it Lahadlik Ner Shal Yantif? You hear the question? It's a different chasima. You see from here that the lighting the candles on Yantif night is independent of the Kedusha Siyam. So once it's independent of the Kedusha Siyam, you're going to just make a general bracha l'hadlik nesha yantif, And once the lighting of the candles on Rosh Hashanah night is not really connected to Kedushas Yom, so it's not going to get its own independent chasim of Lahad L'Gner Shel Yom HaZikaron. It's just going to fall back on the Lahad L'Gner Shel Yantav as all the other Yom Tovim. Because it's not fundamentally different in that respect.
So what would Chabad say about that?
So what would Chabad say about that? No, so they'll say, but you see, since there's some connection between the Kedushas Yom and lighting the candles, you probably say better to say Lahad L'Gner Shel Yom HaZikaron. I assume that's what they probably would say. I'm just trying to justify the minhag, our minhag of not saying Lahad L'Gner Shel Yom HaZikaron. Okay, any questions? Okay, so I guess we'll hold it here.